Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Cause it's a new season, it's a new day, yeah, resting on you. I can feel it, it's flowing my way, oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We welcome our listening audience this evening. Thank you for tuning in for this time of study in God's all-powerful, all-sustaining Word. Hallelujah. We are Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we thank God for you taking your time out of your evening this afternoon to join with us in this study of God's Word. Also, we welcome, hallelujah, in the presence of our God, our Heavenly Father, because we know that there is absolutely nothing, nothing that we cannot do without the presence of God, because the presence of God brings forth His anointing. The presence of God brings forth the power of His Holy Spirit. The presence of God brings forth a joy, a revelation knowledge of His Word and understanding. Only that can come by the presence of our Heavenly Father. So we thank God again. Praise God for His presence. And we would like to go ahead and start the program, praise the Lord, with a song of praise to our Most High God. Then my beloved Pastor Jasper Whitehurst is going to lead us in prayer. And then we're going to delve, praise God, into the study of God's Word this evening, because there is a word in the house that God has laid on my heart to be able to share. But before we do that, let's take time to listen to this song of praise and inspiration.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on. Hallelujah. We want to encourage you tonight. Come on. going through. Our God is able to bring you out. No matter what it is, there's still a testimony coming.
Amen. Somebody give him a praise on the hour. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for a song of praise on the night. Praise God. Let us pray. Oh, Lord, have your way, Father, Lord. You're a good, good Father, Lord. We thank God for your goodness, Lord. We thank God for your mercy, Lord. We thank God for your peace, Lord. We thank God for your love and everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Lord. We thank God for testimony we have given unto your people, Father, Lord. This hour, Lord, we thank God for God, what God has done in our life and in your life, Lord. What a joy, what a blessing, what a mighty God we serve. Amen. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. He mighty in all things, Father, Lord. We thank God for the victory on this hour, Lord. Thank God for your word to go forth from the woman of God on this hour, Lord. Bless God, keep protecting, Lord, that you bring forth your word with power, with might, with substance, Lord, and that can bring understanding to our ears and to our heart, Father, to continue on this journey and we walk by faith and not by sight. We thank God for your holy word, Lord, your Holy Spirit, to fill this place, Lord, to fill these hearts on this hour, Lord, and let your will be done to your honor, to your glory, to your praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We just give God again all the glory. We're going to go ahead and get started tonight in the study of his word. And I want to bring to you a subject entitled A Taste of Temptation. A Taste of Temptation. I'm going to ask if everyone would just bow their heads with me. And as I pray, Father God, I just ask, Lord, that you anoint me afresh tonight, Father. I thank you for the word that you have deposited on the inside of me, Lord, to be able to share, God, with your people, Father. Please allow your word to go forth, Lord. And as your word tells us that it will not return void, but it will accomplish that for which, Lord, you have designed and sent it forth to accomplish. I ask, Lord God, that you now strip me of anything that is of myself, Father God, none of me, Father, but all of you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, so that I will be able to go forth and deliver your word with anointing, with power, with clarity, and that it will fall on the hearts and ears of those that have a desire to hear. Open our spiritual eyes, Father, see in our spiritual ears to hear what thus says the Lord. We will be certain to give you, Lord, all the praise, all the honor and glory. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Praise God. A taste of temptation. And our scripture founding scripture passage tonight will be 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 12 through 13. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 12 through 13. We're going to go into a lot, many scripture passages tonight. So if you have your pen and Bible ready, we'll go ahead, praise God, and get started. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 10, 12 through 13 says, therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. And some may think that when temptation comes, simply because we are children of the Most High God, that we succumb to temptation. Well, oh yes, even as a child of the Most High God, the enemy will come and he will try to bring temptation. And yes, some of us, we do succumb to temptation. But God has said in his word, verse 13, that there is no temptation, no temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man. But God, I love that conjunction that there, that phrase that's there. But God, that means that everything that occurred before that but, God's getting ready to change it around. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation will also what make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Praise God. We serve a good, good Father. Oh, yes, we do. This scripture, it shines the light on God's love for us, on his goodness, on his the great God that we serve, because, again, God in this scripture lets us know that, yes, Satan the tempter is going to come. Temptation will come, but fear not, my child. Hallelujah. But God, he is ever faithful, and he will not allow you to be tempted above what you are able. But even in the midst of temptation, God has a door. He has a way of escape. Mm-hmm. He has a pathway for you to take, hallelujah, that can allow you to be free from the temptation that you may be able, praise God, to bear it.
Amen.
As a child, when I became sick, I'm just going to share a story with you, with a cold or any type of flu symptoms, sometimes my mom would give us a product called 3-6's, 666 cold preparation. My God, if any of you, I'm not sure if those on the line are familiar, but I bet some are, but this was the worst medicine that I have ever tasted in my life. They probably called it 666 because some said it tasted like hell in a bottle. It was awful. But nevertheless, it worked. Whenever, oh my Lord, have mercy, it had a terrible taste. I think it even had quinine in it. But nevertheless, as I said, it worked. Many of the illnesses and flus and colds and all of that that others may have experienced or that people experience now, when we were growing up, we didn't have to worry about that. 3-6's and cod liver oil, it seemed to be the cure-all for everything. Well, and whenever I saw my mom actually reaching for that yellowish-orange box.
Here comes.
Oh, I began, as it says in 1 Corinthians 10:12-13, to plan my way of escape. I was like, okay, if I get out of this, because again, it was some strong medication. But as I said, it was good and it worked, praise God. There are, however, some supplements like 666 that taste awful, but they are good for you. And yet there are other medications
mm-hmm.
that taste good. They grape flavor,
mm-hmm.
cherry flavor, mint flavor.
Parmesan.
Oh yes. Some that taste good, but yet
mm-hmm.
the ingredients and these medications
oh my.
Could be devastating, and some of them even life-threatening.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen them on television. I know you've seen those ads where the announcer says that, oh, this particular product is for this particular illness and that it's good for your condition.
Okay.
And then, yes,
perfect.
As they say, the large print giveth and the small print taketh away, but yet, if they said, okay, it's good for you, but it can cause headaches, and it can cause inflammation, and you may get nervous, you may have the dry mouth, your eyes might start to water, you might lose your hair, you're going to have sore joints, you may have insomnia and can't sleep at night, you may even begin to hallucinate. and have mental health problems. All of these other side effects that tend to come with some of these medications, again, that might taste good, however, have very detrimental side effects to your health. That's what temptation is like. Yielding to temptation is like the ladder. It may seem sweet for a season, but it is sin that often, what, Pastor Jay? Takes you farther than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, and cost you more than you want to pay.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Usually, Satan will lure you into a situation that may seem advantageous. He's the tempter. He may lure you into a situation that you think may be beneficial and sometimes even comforting for a while. But then you recognize that which is not of God is like that bad medicine. It can have devastating or even life-threatening side effects. Because Satan, the manufacturer of temptation, has but three purposes for you in your life. And Satan comes but to what?
Kill.
Kill.
Steal.
Steal.
Destroy.
And destroy. Those three purposes. That's why he exists. That's why he sends temptation to us and to you. But for those three purposes, to steal, kill, and destroy. But tonight, I want to share with you three responses that you must take on the pathway to escape temptation. Because as 1 Corinthians 10:12 and 13 has already shared, God has already made a way of escape for you and for me, praise God. The three elements that will help you to be able to stand and withstand against temptation on that road to escape. First is fight, flee, and feed. Number one is fight. Number two is flee. And number three is feed. What are you talking about, Pastor Compton? Oh, I'm so glad you asked that question. Let's talk about fight. You must not passively yield to temptation. But you must fight the temptation. You must fight the temptation. Not just passively give in to it. Well, how do I fight the temptation, Pastor Constance? Well, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. A very familiar passage tells us, and I'm going to go to verse 10, go up one verse. It says, finally, my brethren, how do you fight? Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Notice it didn't say be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. It said be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And then you got to get dressed. You can't go into the battle naked. You got to get dressed. You got to put on, verse 11, the whole armor of God, that you may be able to what? Stand against the wiles of the devil, that you may be able to stand against the temptations that the devil will bring. So that's how you're able to fight. The word of God tells us that in the midst of the fight, you recognize that, verse 12, that you're not wrestling against flesh and principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor, not half of it, not a piece of it, a part of it, but the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, you've got to fight. Turn also too to James chapter 4, verse 7. James chapter 4, verse 7. We're talking about how you fight against temptation. The word of God in James 4 and 7 says, submit yourself therefore unto God. Submit yourself, yield yourself therefore unto God. Resist the devil. As you yield yourself unto God, you are resisting the devil, and guess what? And he will flee from you. When you yield yourself unto God, when you pray, when you plead the blood of Jesus unto the Lord, when you speak over yourself and declare and decree that you are sealed in the blood of Jesus, that you are more than a conqueror, that you are an overcomer, that you stand on God's word and allow it each and every day to be your mantle and live by the word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, every word, you are then therefore submitting yourself unto God. And when you submit yourself unto God, that makes you resistant to the things of the enemy. Resist the devil, and he will. And at that point, he's got to go. Not only are you fighting, but then he begins to flee from you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So James 4 and 7, again, submit yourself therefore unto God. That will help you to be able to fight against the temptations of the enemy. Let's continue one more passage that talks about how to fight against the temptations of the enemy. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 through 9. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 through 9. It says, be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. Be sober. That means to be spiritually minded. That means to be, have your mind, your heart, your spirit, basking in the things of the Lord. Be vigilant. Again, you can't be passive. You've got to be able to go forth and be vigilant about the things of God, having a passion for the things of God, staying in God's word, staying in prayer, standing on his word, being vigilant about the things of God. Because the enemy is doing his job, so we're going to have to do our job. We're going to have to be about the Father's business. We're going to have to be vigilant because the enemy, he is out there, how? Like a roaring lion walking about. And guess who's his target? The child of the Most High God. He wants to try to knock you off course, to cause you to be distracted, to cause you to be able to yield to the things of the enemy versus the things of God. But, again, when the temptation comes, you've got to fight. God's got that way of escape. But you have got to be in battle mindset. Oh, yes, you do. You've got to be able to fight. And verse 9 says, whom resist steadfast in the faith. You have to be able to stand on your faith, faith in God, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. There is nothing and in so many different avenues. You have temptation in this day and time that can come through technology, that can come through you right there on social media. And your only goal is to post some family pictures. But then all of a sudden, an ad comes up, men, with women that may be dressed in inappropriate manners, or women with men that may come across and may see your picture out there on social media and send you some form of inappropriate message. It happens. Temptation can come in many forms. You could be at the grocery store, minding your own business, grocery shopping, and here comes temptation. Someone walking up to you, and you know they see the ring on your finger, yet because you may be dressed and looking nice, they want to come up and start a conversation and try to make, you know, certain attempts. And don't think that temptation is not in the church. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, it is. The enemy goes to church as well. Mm. Oh, yes. Yeah. Sometimes the enemy is bold. Temptation can come and sit right on the very front row of the church.
Is she cool?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Is she cool?
Wolves dressed in sheep's clothing.
All right now.
Oh, yes. That's the word of God. So, again, the enemy tells, the word of God tells us to be mindful of the strategies of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be so heavenly minded that you think, nope, this won't ever happen to me.
Uh-huh.
Because just at the very point where you're thinking that and you let your guard down, the enemy sees that as an opportunity. So again, the first element to be able to resist the enemy, to fight off the taste of temptation, you must fight. Having done all to stand firm in the word of God, in the principles of God. Fight, fight, fight. The next element to be able to withstand against temptation is to flee. Do not remain in the presence of temptation. As the movie told Forrest, run, Forrest, run. Oh, yes, you do. You need to run. You do not think again that, okay, I know I can handle this. I can, you know, hello. I haven't had a drink of alcohol in the last 5 years, so it's okay for me to go into a nightclub surrounded by out with my friends that drink, because I know, you know, I'm good. I'm good. Or I hadn't had a smoke within the last 10 years, but I know when and if I'm in the environment of other people smoking, you know, that's okay. It won't bother me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And don't find yourself in by yourself in the room with other individuals. You're a married man or a married woman, and you say, okay, I'm going to go over here with all of my single friends, and I'm going out to the nightclub with them. I'm good. I can handle this. I'm just hanging out with my friends, and I'm leaving my wife. I'm leaving my husband at home. No, 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 no. Do not expose yourself or place yourself in the presence of temptation. Flee. Let's go ahead and we're going to, if you'll turn, praise God, to Genesis. Chapter 39, verse 12. Genesis chapter 39, verse 12. It talks about fleeing temptation, praise God. Genesis 39 and 12 tells us, and we're talking about, just as I said, about run, Forrest, run. Here's an example. where Joseph had to run. Joseph run. And chapter 39, verse 11, it says here, and it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the men of the house there within. And she, who is Pharaoh's wife, caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand. And what did he do? And he fled. Run, Joseph, run. And got him out. He left the presence of the temptation. And it came to pass when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forth. He left. And then, again, as the story goes, she lied on Joseph. Joseph was placed in jail, but God was with him. Why was God with him? Because Joseph had did nothing that was wrong. He had did nothing that was wrong, but he was simply caught in a moment where the temptation had come. But nevertheless, Joseph flees the temptation. And sometimes even when we flee the temptation, the enemy will still try to cause and wreak havoc. But when you know that you have stood on the word of God, when you know that you have been obedient to and did what God has told you to do, you can stand with the assurance, as we said, that God has made a way of escape. God's going to bless you. God's going to take care of you. Let's talk and continue to talk about how to flee temptation. Turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter 13. The book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 14. And the scripture reads, But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. How do you flee? Put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not make provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. We know that the enemy uses three avenues to accomplish his purpose of stealing, killing, and destroying. And those three avenues that he uses are the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. But Romans 13 and 14 again tells us the importance of staying in the word and the will of God by putting on the Lord Jesus Christ and not allowing and not making provisions for the flesh. In other words, stay in the spirit. Stay in the spirit. Be spirit-led. Be spirit-fed. Again, the last scripture for how to flee that I'm going to share with you temptation, we find in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy verses 2 and 22. If you just flip over a few pages, that will bring you to 2 Timothy. Excuse me. Verses 2 and 22. And what does that have to say? 2 Timothy verses 2 and 22 tells us, flee. There's that word. Flee also youthful lust. But follow what? Righteousness. Follow faith. Follow charity, which is love. Follow peace. And with them that call on the Lord out of a what kind of heart? A pure heart. This will allow you to be able to to take on the role of escaping temptation, you fight. The next element, you flee. And lastly, I will share that you feed. What are you talking about, Pastor Constance? That you feed. You taste and see that God's word is good. Oh, yes, it is. And it does not come with any adverse negative side effects. Oh, no, it doesn't. As we talked about with that other medicine, the bad medicine that may taste good, well, God's word tastes real good.
Amen.
And when you are able to taste and see that his word is good, then you're able to determine that, no, it doesn't even come. It's so good for you. Oh, yes, it does not come with any adverse negative side effects. No, it doesn't. Let's turn to Psalms 119, verse 11. We're talking about how do you feed in order to resist temptation. You feed on and in the word of God. Praise God. Psalms 119, verse 11. And that reads, the word have I hid in my heart that what I might not sin against thee. Well, when you hide the word of God in your heart, when it becomes a part of you, when you live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, that gives you the strength to be able to stand on God's word and resist the temptation of the evil one. Praise God. Let's talk about the passage in Matthew chapter 4, and I'm getting ready to close. Matthew 4, 1 and 11. Surely, if the tempter came and tempted our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, don't you know that he's going to come and tempt us as well? Let's talk about Matthew chapter 4, and I will begin at verse 1 and read through verse 11. It says, then Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and was a hunger. The enemy will come to you at your most vulnerable point. When you are weak in the spirit, when you are weak in the flesh, that's his, he feels that's his opportunity to be able to come and launch his attack. That's why it's so important to stay built up in the Spirit of God and in the Word of God. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, he knew who Jesus was, thou be the Son of God. He knew that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. But remember that Satan, he is a deceiver. He's the father of lies. He can't tell the truth. How? He said, command these stones to me be made bread. But Jesus, praise God, gave us the model that we must follow. Mm-hmm. He said, he answered, oh, it is written. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what we have to do. When the tempter comes, when Satan comes, we have to be able to stand on the word of God. But the only way you're going to stand on the word of God and be able to say it is written is that you know the word of God, that you've hid it in your heart. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, not some, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God. Oh, he's trying to cast doubt. But when you are a child of the Most High God,
amen,
and you know who you are,
mm-hmm,
and you know who thou dash thy foot against the stone. And Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceedingly high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. I think at that point, Jesus had said, okay, enough is enough. Because first of all of the, I am the Son of the Most High God. I am God incarnate. I am the one that created the heavens and the earth. How do you even expect just for one moment that I have to yield and bow down to you when I am the creator? I am the first and the last. I am the Alpha and the Omega. Oh, come on now.
Yes.
Then Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou worship. That's what we have to do as children of the Most High God. God, Jesus, has given the example here of what you do when you are faced with the taste. Now, and remember now, I didn't say faced with temptation. I said faced with even the taste of temptation, even the smell of temptation, even the aura of temptation, because you've got to recognize, again, the devices of the enemy when he even tries to come. You don't wait until the full temptation comes when it even looks like temptation is coming. You're called to fight it. You're called to flee, and you're called to feed, praise God, in his word. And when you're able to do that, know that God has already prepared that way, hallelujah, of escape. I pray that this word has been a blessing to you, and that it has fed and edified and prepared you to go forth to be able to stand, and having done all to stand, to continue to stand in and on God's word.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We thank God. One more God, thank God for that word. Amen. What a joy, what a blessing to know that God, in the midst of all you're going through, in the midst of all things, praise God, that you just learn how to trust in his word and not yield to the taste or temptation. Not yield to the temptation at all, praise God. Amen. Not to yield at all. God didn't give you an escape plan.
Praise God.
Oh, yes,
he does. He
gave you an escape plan.
Yes, he
has. It can happen to you.
Amen.
Tell you how you can fight, flee, one with God was saying, and see, pertaining to the word of God. God gave you an escape plan to use. Amen. You just keep on the whole armor of God. He tells you put on the whole armor of God. Amen. It's not what in your wallet. You have the whole armor of God on you.
Amen.
The spiritual armor on you. Amen. What's in your wallet not going to take care of you. But God got a divine armor of God going to protect you, the things of the enemy, amen. Again, the enemy trying to show the darts in your arrow, God's armor will take care and protect you from that, amen.
Yes, it will.
Thank God for that. Thank God for the woman of God, for the word of God on today, amen. And she broke it down with different things. God has an escape plan for you. You learn how to take heed to it and use it and direct it by God, amen. You're not tough instruction. The instruction is very simple. Taking from the whole armor of God, amen.
Fight.
Taking fight, flee, mm-hmm. And feed. And walk in the spirit, not to feel the lust of the flesh, amen. Be spirit led by the things of God, and spirit fed, amen, into talking about, amen. And that will keep you on the road to victory in Christ Jesus. You won't be victorious in the things of God. God knows your circumstances for day to day, but learn to be victorious in the things of God, amen.
Amen.
Studying and feeling His word is powerful, amen. Powerful. Use the word of God. Use the word of God to defeat the enemy. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to go ahead. We have about 5 more minutes in the program. We like to open the lines up and give our listening audience the opportunity to share in the study of this word. if you will and you like to share in the study of this word and this topic, go right ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. We would love to be able to hear from you tonight. Hallelujah. Is there one tonight that would like to share in the the study and this topic? A taste, hallelujah, of temptation. Yes. Or do you have a testimony, praise God, that
Amen.
You'd like to share? Or even a prayer request?
Yes.
Yes. This is your time. This is your opportunity. We would love to hear from you. Is there one tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah.
God within your life, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Caller, your last 4 digits are 6769. Go right ahead, please. Praise God.
Praise God on tonight. I tell you.
Amen.
The words are all from the woman of God. And I have
praise
God. Back. And I thank God
amen.
For all his goodness and his mercy. I just and looking at when you were talking
amen.
About a taste of temptation and how you made me laugh about how that medicine tasted like hell in the bottle, but you know, but it worked.
Yeah.
You know, it worked.
Yeah.
You know, and but I guess sometimes God have to take us through something, you know, and it don't taste good sometimes. It don't feel good,
mm-hmm.
but it works.
Amen.
But it works. I thank God
yeah.
for that tonight. And
yes, amen.
And I love what the woman of God said, is yielding to temptation will take you further than you want to go and keep you longer than you
amen.
Want to stay. And that is so true. That's why we don't want to tread on those dangerous grounds. We don't want to, you know,
no,
God said he don't tempt. And so we shouldn't be tempting ourselves by, you know, treading on dangerous ground. And I thank God for the word. And I thank God for the word that went forth talking about the three, what Satan does. You know, he has 3 purposes. And he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said that I come that you may have life
yes.
and have it more.
That's right.
And I thank God
that's
for
right.
that tonight. And that we have to fight. That we have to flee and that we have to see. Oh, God is so good.
Amen.
It said, please see.
Yes.
God is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord. And I just thank God for the woman of God and the word that went forth to show
praise
us that
God.
We have to remain faithful, that we have to stay
yes.
in God's word to give us the strength
amen.
That we need to go forth in life.
Yeah.
You know, there's no strength in us. You know, Jesus didn't depend on himself. He said, I have to, you know, call on my Father, you know. He has to call on his Father for strength as well. And we
yes.
have to call on God
yes.
for strength
that's
as
right.
well, you know. And then we have to rebuke Satan when he come with these temptations. We know who we are.
Yes.
You know, it said, who told
yes.
you were naked? You know, that's the enemy. The enemy tell us that we're naked. The enemy tell us that we're no good, that we have gone too far. We have done too much. That's the enemy. You know, we have to rebuke him, and we have to go forth. And I just thank God for the word
yes.
tonight. Just a taste of temptation. We need to stay away from that taste. And we just need to taste
that's right.
the
that's
Lord
right.
is here. I thank you, woman of God. And I just ask God,
God
ask you to see my family and your prayers. And I thank God for my
amen.
Mom, Ruby Davis, who is walking with a pep in her step.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
God. God.
God, for that. God is so good and worthy to be praised. But thank you, Pastor's wife, for your ministry. And God bless.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank
you. Thank you, Elderly Strayhorn.
Yeah.
We
amen.
Love
God
you.
Bless.
And thank you for sharing those comments as well. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Caller, your last 4 digits are 3258. 3258. Go right ahead, please.
Praise the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. I want to say thank God for the powerful word that I have heard of tonight. And
amen.
It hit all corners in my life, as well as many who are listening, because whenever God deliver us out of temptation, We should know who he is. And when we find out that everything that looked good is not good for you, and then sometimes there are times in your life through the temptation that you get in slippery places. And when you get in those slippery places, it almost takes you out. But for the grace of God, he will come in your life and lift you up and bring you out when the enemy think he got you kept and there is no way out. I thank God for your word that came to encourage the people of God. And thank God for the testimony who I just heard from Minister Strayhorn. And I ask y'all to keep me in prayer, but continue to do a good work for the Lord. Thank you, woman of God, for a powerful message. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. God bless. Thank you, Elder Maddie Green. Praise God. We thank God for you. We thank God for also bringing about healing within you. In the name of Jesus, we just give God all the praise that you're able, even to, as you are on the program tonight. We thank God for the victory. Oh, yes, we do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Caller, your last four digits are 0628. 0628. Go right ahead, please. Hello, caller. Your last four digits are 0628.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you. Go right ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Praise God. I'm sorry. I still had you muted. But praise God. The Bible says a word that's spoken out of season profits nothing. But this word here tonight, it profits a whole lot. I could tell the response from the people that God got the glory tonight out of this word.
Amen.
Because all of at some point in time, face some type of temptation. James reminds us of how he said, when you fall into divers temptations, he said, count it all joy. Sometimes even though it's sad, even though it feels like the God got so much going through, even though we're going through, but it's there to build us. And I thank God for when I'm going through, there to keep me covered. Because he said over there in Corinthians, he said there's no temptation that taking you was common to man. That he won't lie to escape. But always escape route, but we have to look for that route. We can stay in our way, but we got to be looking for a way out of it, too.
There
I just thank God for the word tonight that it was, this word was a word for me. I thank God because I've been going through a little temptation myself. I had to deal with on Friday. Our son, he's four, and he had, oh, God, man, I forgot the name of this stuff. What do you have? Hold on one second. Like, what's the name of that? What you have? Oh, your asthma attack. My son had an asthma attack.
Wow. Okay.
So we had to rush him to the emergency room, so they had him up there all weekend. Then on top of that, I got a call from my sister. She had two strokes to the brain. Bless God. But and so I called and got a report today how she was doing, but she's up and alert. She was eating a little bit. She's in a real state right now, and she's going through a lot. The devil really attacking her, but I know God's going to still get the glory out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Even though he takes through this temptation, but I know he's gonna make a way out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I just thank God for this word tonight, for this woman of God that spoke the word in season, because right now I needed this.
Praise God.
Y'all just ask y'all to keep our family in prayer, all right?
Amen. We thank God for you. We thank God for you, Pastor Victor, as well. Praise God. Thank you for sharing those that testimony, those comments. Thank you. Thanks to each one, Elder Lisa, Elder Maddie, Pastor Victor. We thank God for each one of you. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and close the broadcast out tonight with prayer. We just, Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just lift you up. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we thank you, Lord God, for your word, Father God. Lord God, I also lift up to you, Lord, the prayer requests, Heavenly Father, Lord God, of those, Lord God, right now that have shared tonight. I pray for Pastor Victor. Pray for Pastor Victor's son, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for healing him of asthma, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that there will not be any more attacks, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that we cover him, Lord God, and declare and decree that he is covered and sealed by your precious shed blood in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray for Pastor Victor's sister, Lord God, and we speak healing over her body from the crown of her head down to the soles of her feet, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that even those that say that she has had the strokes, Father God, we pray that there will not be any neurological damage, no permanent damage, Father God, because you touch them, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that right now you are, yes, Lord, the great physician, that you reach out your loving hands and touch her, Father God, with your healing touch, Lord God, that you are the balm in Gilead, Father God. You are the balm all over everywhere, even where she is, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we stand on your word, declaring and decreeing, Lord God, because, Lord, you were wounded for her transgressions and bruised, Lord God, by our iniquities and by your stripes, Father. She is healed right now by the stripes of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We speak healing to her physical body. We thank you, Lord God, also for bringing and speaking healing as well to Elder Maddie Green, Father God, and strengthening her, keeping her, Lord God, each and every moment of the day, Father God, that you be with her, Lord God, and let her know that you are now, Lord God. Seal her, cover her with your precious shed blood, Lord God, and we speak healing to her body, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for Elder Lisa Strayhorn. We thank you for the praise report for her mom, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you continue, Lord God, to strengthen her, strengthen her legs, strengthen her knees, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord, for every person that's on the line tonight, Lord God, whatever need that they may have, any unspoken prayer request, any unspoken needs, Lord, move right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, because we know, yes, Lord, that there is nothing that's too hard for you, Father. We give you praise as we stand together in these prayers, knowing, Lord, that your words say, well, there are but two or more coming together, touching and agreeing, Lord God, in your name, that it shall be done. So we call these prayers done. We thank you, Lord God, for you being a miracle working God, that you promised that miracles, signs, and wonders, Father, will follow. So we thank you, Lord, and that we do believe. Yes, Lord, we believe, and we stand on your word by faith, knowing, Father, that there is no failure in you. We give you all the praise. And now, Lord, hallelujah, if there's anyone that's on this line tonight that you have not given your life to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today, let today, not tomorrow, let today, right here, right now, be your day of salvation. All you have to do is just simply pray and say, Heavenly Father, I repent of my sins. Lord God, I pray and ask you to come into my life and take charge, Lord Jesus, over my life, because I know that you are the Son of the living God, that you came to this earth, that you died for my sins, that you were resurrected, and as you sit at the right hand of God interceding for me. I come asking you, Lord, just to come into my life for the rest of my life. And if you prayed but that simple prayer, we welcome you into the presence and the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Your name has now been written in the Lamb's book of life, never to be erased again. And we thank God and give him all the glory. Praise God. Listening audience, we pray that you go forth this week and have an awesomely blessed week in the Lord. Share Jesus with somebody along the way, because the Jesus in you may be the only Jesus that they will see. Praise God. We love each one of you. Go forth. God bless. And to God be all the glory. Have an awesome week. God bless.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.